The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Tuna.
Breakfast Rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Breakfast Rolled. How's it going? Welcome along to the podcast. I'm Cooper. There's my friend Una over there.
Sup?
Sup. Did you have fun on today's show, Tuesday's edition?
Oh my God. I had so much fun, especially the part where we talked about your gravy boats again.
You are obsessed with this gravy
boat. It just brings me so much joy that you asked someone to buy you a gravy boat for your wedding. Oh my days.
But the thing is, I didn't ask them specifically. For a gravy boat. It came as part of a set, like a dinner set.
No, forget it. Forget it. Why did you just ask them for cash like a normal person?
Well, I would have just had to go and buy it. We just got a house.
Oh yeah, so you're lazy. So you expect all the guests that not only do they have to haul ass to your wedding and the cost of that, but then they have to go to Arnott's. To Arnott's, if you don't mind, and get your stuff, because you're too lazy to get your finger out and go shop for your own stuff.
I love when you get a wedding invite and it has a wedding present list. So it means that it makes it really easy to buy for them.
No, it's arsey.
It's not.
It's so arsey.
Because if they're moving into a new place and they need stuff, you know, then they can...
Well, they know what? They just get the cash and go buy it yourself then. Because, like, what if there's only the really expensive, if you're late and you have to buy the really expensive stuff because all the cheapo stuff is gone, like the gravy boat's gone. So now they have to buy you a Hoover.
That's not a cheap gravy boat, let me tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I'd say that. Fine china.
Yeah. Anyway, we had lots of fun, including a judge judging Una for her crimes.
Una, you know the way we talk a lot about technology, especially in this time, okay? And artificial intelligence, you know, generative AI. Mm-hmm. AI's been around for a long time. Like the first AI robot was around in the 60s, where you were able to chat to it and it recognised kind of inflections in your voice and be able to answer you and stuff like that.
You think by now that we'd each have our own little robot?
We do.
What?
It's in your pocket. It's your phone.
Oh no, but I mean like a live one, the one that we can see, like a physical one that moves around.
I got me Aoife. She moves around, she cleans me kitchen.
That is so.
I was looking at one actually that'll do the garden there now.
Go away.
Yeah, it does the garden.
That is shocking.
I want one of them.
lazy.
It's not, it's giving you time back. Like if you can have a robot, go around, sweep up and mop up your kitchen every day and do a couple of spot cleaning checks and go out and do the garden on a daily basis, you have given yourself back time.
What tax bracket are you on that you can be affording all these notiony things?
When was the last time I went out? That wasn't a paid for event.
Ooh.
Like a staff party.
Yeah.
When was the last time I went out?
I don't keep exactly. Tabs on you.
I'd be saving me money for robots, Una. Well, India is jumping on board with this. It's turning to AI because it needs to clear a massive backlog of legalities. 50 million cases of court cases. They're like, oh, just too many court cases. What are we going to do? So they're going to bring in AI, and AI is going to... They're going to input all the details of the case, and they're going to say, right, what do you think about this? And AI is going to be like, I think the person should go to jail or whatever.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know. So we were thinking that this could work for you and the amount of crimes that you do on a daily basis.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're a mad pen stealer.
Yeah, but I'm openly honest about that. And I only do it to you to annoy you because I know it really annoys you.
It does. Yeah. It does. Especially when you actually invade my personal space.
Look, there's another one. That's a fancy one.
That's the one you've had for like 3 months.
Yeah, I took this out of your bag.
And I gave it back to you yesterday because you've had it stuck in your mouth and you left it in Studio 2 for an entire 3 weeks and didn't even realise.
You need to get over this.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have input your stealing kind of like habits of pens into AI, into an AI judge, and you are about to be sentenced. Are you ready for your sentence, Una?
Yes.
We all look for ways to cut corners, Una. That doesn't mean it's right to steal pens. You are sentenced to a lifelong pen necklace around your neck.
Aha.
It's there when you need it. If you persist to steal pens, you will have to wear a top that says, "Do not trust me. I'll steal your pens."
Oh.
It's very obvious that that's what you do.
Yeah, I like that. Do you know what? Get me a t-shirt that says that. Don't trust me. I'll steal your pens. We'll get it trending. Everyone want one of those t-shirts. Don't trust me. I'll steal your pens.
Available online on iradio.ie/store. Does that exist? No, I don't think it does.
Do it. I'll send it out with a purple snack.
You would never. It'd be just a wrapper. Let me lift you up. High mornings
with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Every morning we see what our survey says and Donal gives it to us. What was our survey saying this morning? 21% of people say that this is the most annoying thing about going to weddings. What was it? We got on a rant about this one. I think it was fun. Sorry if you're planning a wedding. We're only having fun. All right, here we go.
Donal, what is our survey saying this morning?
Survey says 21% of people say this is the most annoying thing about being a guest at a wedding.
Is it being invited?
Jesus. It's like a summons. The cost of it.
Okay. Oh, hey. Oh, we're going to invite to Brian and Sarah's wedding, Una.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, it's the whole day. Oh, Jesus. The accommodation's nowhere near the place. Oh, for feck.
Yeah. It's not. Then I got invited to one in Croatia a few weeks ago on a Monday, and I was like, no, you get what? No.
No, I don't mind. Like, I've been to two Italian weddings, and absolutely amazing.
It's
it's a holiday with a bit of an inconvenience in the middle of it.
I was at a wedding in Ibiza.
Ibiza?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was just a part. Like non-stop for a week. It was brilliant.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, that'd be a good spot for a wedding. Yeah, it's not being invited. Oh. No.
Dag nemmit.
Oh, is it making the small talk with the people at your table?
Oh, yeah, when you're kind of put in a place
so
that you don't really want to be.
So are you a signal?
Are you a signal? Oh, my name's Zunem on the radio.
Shut up.
No.
I shut up.
I'm on the radio.
You know I'm right.
I'm on the radio.
Do you listen to my radio?
You know when I get Cooper to play this? I really mean it.
No, it's not that, no. But that is annoying when you're with randomers on the table.
Is it when you're in the church and the priest makes you go and shake hands? One side has to go over to the other side and shake hands with the other side.
What? You can't just do it to the person next to you. You've got to properly get
sometimes
up and he goes
the
around.
The priest's like, oh, we're all going to get to know each other now. So everyone get up, go over to the other side of the room and peace be with you, shake hands. Yeah. And it's just like, dude, I'm starving. I want to go for the bloody sausage rolls now. Come on.
That's like,
hurry it up.
It's like forced team building, isn't it?
Yeah.
With a company, right? Everyone come along now. We're going to go do a panic room.
Yes, and then we'll have the blessing of the hands. What? I'm famished.
Seriously, rookie mistake if you're not bringing a packed lunch and a packed snack and a packed supper to anything like a wedding.
Yeah, because you don't know what like pastries and stuff and hors d'oeuvres you're going to get when you go in. Then they were ganky. They were like,
you're gonna have the ceremony at 1 o'clock and the dinner's not till 9.
Oh, brilliant. Well thought out. You get a wedding. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
sometimes they give you snacks along the way and you kind of expect them and then you don't get them. You're like, ah.
Yeah, and sometimes they can be kind of gank.
Yeah, true.
Fancy ones.
If anybody's getting married, potato sandwiches all the way.
Oh,
chicken dippers or whatever the hell you need.
Yeah, bag of chips.
Cocktail sauce, anything like that, grand. I'll be fussing around and
not to talk.
Fish and steak, that and none of that. Chicken dippers, grand, not a bother. Anyway, none of us are right, so we need some guesses in on 087-110-207 because I think everybody's forgotten what we've just had a rant about weddings.
I keep going.
Survey says 21% of people say this is the most annoying thing about being a guest at a wedding.
Is it having Cooper Luna turn up? Oh, Jesus, here they are again now. We'd be great cracking a wedding.
Wedding crashers.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that could be a business, Una. We could be paid to go to a wedding to complain, to tell everyone how bad it is.
Why would we do that?
Because we'd be paid.
Oh, right.
Probably wouldn't work. Not a great model. All right, 087-110-207. What do you reckon the answer is to our survey says? What is the survey asking us this morning, Donald? What do we need to try and figure out?
Today,
the
survey says 21% of people say this is the most annoying thing about being a guest at a wedding. What is it?
Hey, lots of guesses coming in on 087-110-207. We had a bit of a rant.
It was a good rant, though. You need to do that sometimes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's get the first guess in.
Take time off work because the hungry. put it on a Thursday and you can take the Thursday and the Friday. What about having a Friday wedding?
Yeah.
But what are you doing having a Thursday wedding? Have people say 2 days off work, you're miserable. I don't know, Larry and Tim.
You're right, Larry, but it's cheaper to have a wedding on a Thursday, yeah. Isn't it?
Is it?
I think so, and then you get to have the Thursday and then the after party on the Friday and then the you know, after party on the Saturday. So you're getting your money's worth out of it, you know what I mean?
It is cheaper. There's Tuesday and Wednesday weddings now. It can be any day of the week and it's like, oh.
I actually don't think it's any cheaper. Maybe somebody can clarify this, but like, I think it's
because... It is cheaper to have it.
It's just... It's handier to have it on a Friday, Saturday, so they get booked up. So the next available is like a Thursday or a Wednesday or a Tuesday. I don't know why it would be cheaper. Because like if I was to DJ at a wedding on a Monday, it's still the same price. Actually, it would be more expensive on a Monday because I'd have to take a day off here.
Yes, but it might be cheaper, like we'll say, for the venue and stuff because they mightn't have anything booked in.
No, they still... Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you.
Hey, is it that you spend half the day starving?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's either that anyway, or it's just the sheer cost, the price of the accommodation, the money that you have to put in the card, the money for clothes, everything. It's all money.
Yeah, it is all money.
All money.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's very close to the answer. It's not the right answer exactly, ooh, but it's quite.
Morning,
close.
Lads.
How are you?
Is the answer to today's question being invited to a wedding?
Is that it?
And then being told no kids.
Oh.
When you have kids. It's pretty annoying.
What do you do with them? You got need a babysitter.
I did that.
Someone.
No kids.
I said no kids. I kind of feel bad about that now. Having
not
kids.
Really. We kind of did the same as well. It was kind of like, you know, it was an adult party. It was just like,
yeah,
you
makes
know,
sense.
It was more of a chance to give parents time off. And we didn't have many people who had kids anyway, so it was just a chance to get them to have time off.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know some people who have got married who have like a load of friends with young kids, and they get a there's like a wedding party liaison officer for all the children.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. They like. I remember it was in Knightsbrook and Trim, and they have this an area for all of the kids to go to, and they have the person to look after all the kids to do games and parties with them. It's fantastic.
It's really good. Pricey.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But not on a Monday, Una.
Not on a Monday.
People work
not
for free on a Monday. Well, yeah, the food's cheaper on a Monday because nobody eats it.
I bet you it is cheaper on a Monday.
All right, one more.
Hi, guys. It's Sally today. I'm trying to find what table you're sitting at a wedding. Sinead in Knockvicker.
Oh, Sinead, the stress of trying to figure out what table it is.
Well...
Like,
people have different names now for their wedding tables. Like, for instance, mine was names of songs.
Oh, this is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, for Una's wedding, I was sitting at Super Fat Rad's Holistic XP. I had to
no, I actually
it.
Had you on Bad Penny.
Oh.
It's a Rory Gallagher song.
Never heard of it.
On Donegal.
Come on, right. Okay, let's get one more.
Guys, it's Layla here in Galway.
All right, Layla in Galway. There's a sense of reason here.
Oh, yeah.
Would the answer be picking an outfit for the wedding?
Yeah, picking an outfit for the wedding. That is stressful.
That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
Especially
true.
If you...
Because it never fits.
Never fits.
It never fits.
Yeah.
From one wedding to the next, you'd be a totally different size. Or you just want to freshen it up.
Yeah,
no. It's and look, unfortunately, Layla, it's not the right answer.
Sorry, Layla. I feel like Donald's let you down.
Yeah, me too.
That I usually do.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer is the food ones were close. 21% of people say the food portion sizes being too small.
Oh, well, who's complaining about that?
Is the most annoying thing about being a wedding guest. You just get a little bit or little courses of this tiny thing and a tiny thing.
Just shut up and
yeah,
eat.
But if it's small.
Yeah, but you're being fed or you're a guest. Like,
I remember being at a wedding and having lamb shanks and I was like, I can't eat that. And I was starving until the sambos and cocktail sauce just came out that night.
Is the lamb shank not outrageously large?
I can't cope
with
the nut. No, the smell of it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Sounds like mutton's bottom.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, listen, that was a fun our survey says. Another one tomorrow. Are you
on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Name a word that rhymes with purple.
Durple.
Name a word that rhymes with orange.
Lorange.
You would be so good at rhyming.
I know.
It's a new game. We love it. And it's called Rhyme It. All you got to do is rhyme it.
Rhyme it. Just a little bit. No, all of it.
Playing a rhyme it this morning, looking to get all of Una's purple snacks, is Kerry in Westmeath. Good morning, Kerry.
Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
You're a nurse.
I am.
What kind of cool nurse are you?
Well, I work in the infusion lounge in Tullamore, so it's a great place to work.
Very good. Very busy, yeah?
Yeah, really busy, yeah.
Three kids as well?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
What age are they? 3, 6 and 8?
No, 2, 6, and 8.
2, 6, and 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You must be exhausted, Kerry.
Well, no, I job share, so I'm not too bad.
Okay, well, that's good. That's brilliant. You have the option to do that.
What, job share your children? Is that a thing?
No.
The job sharing works, so I can be at home with my kids otherwise.
Oh, very
that's
good.
A really good idea, actually, job share your children.
Yeah. It would be handy.
Yeah. We should talk afterwards.
We should come up with a business plan on that, Mona. Yeah. I believe you're getting a break, though, this weekend. You're heading off.
Yeah, I can't wait. No, heading off, husband, child free.
Heading to Cashel, huh?
Ooh, you're up the rock.
Do you know what? I was only at the Rock of Cashel for the first time this summer. I've driven by it a billion times, and I went, that looks cool. But because we were heading on holidays, so I was like, come on, let's go. And we went in. Tip, if you've never been before, it isn't tip. But a rain jacket and a hat, because it's very windy up there.
So, okay, I'll definitely do that.
By any chance, are you staying in the palace?
No, I'm not. It looks really fancy, though. But I know I have a lovely Airbnb just outside of it.
Oh, very nice.
What's the palace, the fancy hotel?
Oh, my God, the Cashel Palace.
Yeah, the Cashel Palace,
Like, Una. Cash machine money, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think my mum was there for afternoon tea recently.
Oh, it's very afternoon tea.
Very afternoon tea. Yeah.
It's well up your mum's street now, this place is. Who ladies, you do lunch? Okay, the rules for Rhyme It, do you know them, Kerry?
I do, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, we're going to give Kerry 30 seconds to answer as many questions as she can. And you've got to rhyme it with the word that we give you, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the goodie bag. So, your word to rhyme with this morning is
Bell.
B-E-L-L. Your 30 seconds start now.
Something you might put in your hair.
Pass.
Something you find at the seaside.
Shell.
If you think someone stinks, they have a bad what?
Smell.
These are little and have a nucleus and a membrane.
Bell.
If someone is bold at school, you could threaten to what on them?
Tell.
If you bump your head, it may sometimes go red and what?
Swell.
A Disney princess from Beauty and the Beast.
Bell.
If you slipped and hit the ground, what did you do?
Bell.
Just on the buzzer. Okay. Excuse me, I'm dying. You pass on the first one. Something you might put in your hair.
Gel.
That's a man question.
That's sexist.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, it's not.
Only if you'd short hair as a woman, but I know I wouldn't be sticking gel in my hair.
Speak your truth, Kerry, and don't listen to him.
I also don't use gel in my hair.
I could say something now, but I won't.
No, go on, say
no,
it.
No, no, go on. No, my new mantra is be kind.
It isn't, it's ours. Be kind behind his back. And if you stand behind him, what can you see? Nothing good. Nothing up there. No, I'm joking. Anyway.
So you got 7.
7, so you're
nice one.
Tied with Shane. So if nobody beats the score of 7, we'll spin our wheel. We've got a wheel here.
Yeah, spin that wheel.
Hopefully it goes in my favour.
It's a wonky wheel. All right, listen, very best of luck. So hopefully we'll talk to you on Friday, and you could be winning.
Thanks a million.
Goodie bag. All right, cheers, Kerry.
Bye, Kerry.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
I think after we were talking about weddings, and our survey says we went hell for leather with The Hill I'll Die On, and I said that weddings are boring.
Can't believe you're such a Grinch. Think of all the people across the country who are getting married, and there you are on the radio talking from your pontificating from your pulpit, saying that weddings are boring. And it's like you said, they're like a summons for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so mean.
The Hill I'll Die On this morning has an awful lot to do with what we were talking about in our survey says, which was a wedding question. And I kind of went off on one about weddings, about the cost of weddings and this, that and the other. And
yeah,
as much as they can be fun at times, but they're long.
What's the hill? No. What is the hill you're dying on? Say it.
Weddings are boring.
Boring! You're like the twins.
They are. It's like such a long day.
Maybe you're boring.
You're in uncomfortable clothes and you're wearing shoes that you've never worn before. Your feet are sore, and then like you've got to talk to your Auntie Mary. You haven't talked in ages. And she's like, hey, you still doing your thing on the radio? When are you going to get yourself a new job? Actually, I'm talking to you.
morning. Yeah. Make your mother proud of you. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then you've got the awkward speeches and the crying and then the...
That's lovely.
And then the throw the flowers.
Oh, I really
do. You know anybody
that.
Who's caught the flowers who got married next? No.
I don't actually,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's still a nice tradition. Look, weddings are expensive. I'll give you that.
It's so expensive.
But they're the crack. You know, you go to the church.
People... Oh my God, the worst part of it.
No. You're people watching.
I'm sorry. The longest part of the day is the church where you're literally sitting there and you're just like... Come on.
Sometimes you'll get a snappy priest though, and it's like, you know,
never
you're in and
it.
Out.
Never had a
30
snappy
minutes,
priest.
35 minutes.
Never.
Oh, no, seriously, you will get priests who are just like bish bosh boom out the door, out the gap, and then you know you're checking out the style. Yeah, you head over to the venue and you get fancy treats and desserts, and you're meeting, you're catching up with friends, and you know the sun is shining and everyone, there's a good vibe. And then you head in and you get a lovely
Where
dinner.
Is the sun you... shining?
What? The sun always shines.
Never.
In Marbella. So.
That's different. All right, let us know what you think. 087-1-1-2-1-7. Do you agree with me? I'm just like, weddings, they're long, they're boring. Ugh.
There could be loads of crack at weddings when, you know.
Do you know what?
The dodgy.
Have you ever seen the American weddings? They're like really short. It's like boom, bish bash bosh. You get to have a little ceremony. Everybody parties for a couple of hours, and boom, they're
I know.
Gone.
I was at a Canadian one recently, and I was like, "What? You mean it's fit? It's only 12 o'clock."
I know.
What?
It's kind of like that in the UK as well. They're done and dusted by 12 o'clock,
and the music stopped.
With an Irish wedding, it's kind of like lads. We've an extension till 4 o'clock. So, oh my God, no. To the residence lounge.
Yes. Right. For the sing song. Oh, oh my God, I love that. That's my favourite part.
Cue the bog down in the valley, go. 3, 2, 1, go.
The bog down in the valley, yo. Oh, right, the bog, there was a drink.
Okay, that's the hill I'll die on. Do you agree or disagree? What are you saying? Weddings, boring or great crack? The hill I'll die on this morning. I said it. I don't think many people are brave enough to say it. Everyone's a chicken.
You've insulted so many people now who are looking forward to their happy day.
The hill I'll die on today is weddings are boring. They're just too long. The whole is like the ceremony and then the waiting around and the pictures.
You're such a grudge.
Helena in Galway says, planning my wedding at the moment. A Thursday is substantially less expensive. We always planned on a Friday wedding but can't justify the price. Oh yeah, because that's what we were saying earlier on. That weddings are more expensive on a Friday and Saturday. I was like, no way could it be more expensive because it all costs the same anyway. Do you know what I mean?
No, it is cheaper. It's considerably cheaper to get married during the week.
It's because it's the popularity at the Friday and Saturday. It's the demand. That's what it is. Because like a thing of beef and a thing of fish doesn't cost more on a Friday than it does on a Monday.
Yeah, so it's the demand.
Yeah, demand.
Listen, dinner and dancing. You get a lovely meal. You get to listen to funny speeches, you know, slagging
That's
the happy,
debatable.
Happy couple. Then, you know, more dancing. You throw the shoes off, start a conga line. The couple comes out, so everyone dances around the couple and you start going in and out, making a small circle and then going out, making a bigger circle around the happy couple.
Oh my God.
And then they have the first dance, which if you're lucky is choreographed and cringe. So that's good crack. And then there might be a bit of family drama. Could be a fight on the dance floor between Mary and Maureen.
Actually, do you know one of my favourite parts of the speeches is? So yeah. You know when everybody puts money in a jar. And
the thank you.
The thanks.
And then the person who gets
and the length, yeah, and all of that like that. But I love when people are doing speeches and they're like this. They hold the microphone's over. It's like this. We can't hear you! No, hold the microphone up to your mouth. Oh, yeah, sorry. They're like, hang on. Hello? Yeah, okay. All right. That's all I'd like to thank you. No, put the microphone up to your face.
You let things annoy you that really shouldn't.
Oh, my God. We've upset some people. Nessie says, why are you having this conversation today, guys? I'm getting married on Friday. And you're making me feel guilty for inviting people. And so you should be guilty. You're putting them through. They don't want to go, Nessie.
They do, Nessie. It's going to be brilliant.
We're
literally
like having fun.
Dance
all.
Around
yeah.
you.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Let's throw some confetti, which costs 50 euro a tube.
One thing I don't like is
go on.
When the couple are coming in and they're waving all these white handkerchiefs as if it's a country giving up a war.
Oh my God.
The white handkerchiefs.
Yeah, oh, congratulations. And
everybody, oh, everybody swings it around their heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is cringe. Yeah.
So you hate weddings
as
well?
I don't,
then,
I love weddings.
The hill I'll die on today. I don't think it's gone down very well.
Well, people are actually agreeing with you. I like this message that comes in from Simon in Nace. He said, the speeches. Nothing says romance like the best man reading 2,000 words of inside jokes that nobody gets. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? Out of all the weddings I've been to, I do like when the speeches, like the awkward speeches, are so bad. Like when the, I like
when
it when
jokes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I kind of like when jokes don't land.
Oh my God! I just remembered.
Go on.
I was at a wedding where the best man fainted with nerves. Oh my God!
Yes.
Oh,
amazing.
It was in Marbella. Oh my God! And then one of my friends fell and broke her arm on the dance floor. Whew, yeah.
Whoa.
Wild one.
Why did you mention these? These sounds like great weddings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
I look forward to Truth or Trash every morning, especially your fact, because it's always out there. And you didn't even have a fact. You just went on a rant again about me.
No, it was a fact. It was a fact. It was a fact. And it
right.
brought me so much joy.
Yes, good. Well, I hope it brings everybody else joy.
Truth or Trash, it's a game where we have facts and we say them to each other.
Go on, yeah.
That's a fact. I don't go for me. What have we got first?
My fact today, I've been looking a lot at Japan. In Japan, you can buy used ladies' underwear from street vending machines.
Oh, be the hokey. Oh, my dear.
Why have you been Googling that?
I just came up with a lot of things about Japan.
You've been Googling women's underwear, haven't you? You're right.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that came up when I Googled that, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you ever been caught buying them?
No, I haven't seen them.
He's good
them.
At buying them then.
Yeah.
How much are they?
Discreet packages.
Why are you looking to buy?
No, I'm not looking to buy, but I'm just trying to quiz you.
I'm not giving information more than what I've said.
Oh, you're very frugal today, Jodel. Yeah, so in Japan, you can buy... I'm not saying it.
What?
What Jodel said.
What's he say?
About the women's underwear.
What about them?
That they've been worn before.
And what about them?
I'm just not saying it. I don't want to.
It is true.
Is it true?
It is true.
Oh, look, how are you so positive and certain about this?
Well, if you know anything about me... No, I own a load of those vending machines in Japan.
Oh. Yeah, he's setting up shop now in Mead.
Yeah.
In Trim. Oh, my God.
Right beside the castle.
I'm going to say, because he's so positive, I'm just going to copy him. Yeah, true.
It's trash, but
it's true.
No, it was an urban legend for a while, because in the early 2000s, 90s, you could buy them in shops. Not vending machines.
Oh,
but it was a thing.
So bizarre. Yeah. I just, like...
There used to be... do you remember the VMAs were on at the weekend? The MTV VMAs?
Yeah.
There used to be an ad on MTV, and it was taking the mick out of that story. And it would go to a very sweaty shop where there was really big lads from Japan putting them on and then packaging them up. It was very...
Yeah, because it is a proper urban legend, supposedly. Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying it's true anyway. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about weddings earlier on.
Yeah.
And you know, confetti at weddings. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
So confetti at weddings signifies ripping up the past and moving on. Starting you. And if you use confetti at a wedding, that you have ripped up the past, you're not allowed to bring up old stories of things. You can't bring up the past.
That could be true. I thought it signified petals, but I could be completely
wrong.
What
do you mean, signified petals?
Petals signifies petals. Confetti signifies ripping up the past.
No, like it used to be petals, should I say. And then they thought, oh, we'll just leave the petals on the flowers. But anyway.
It's two different ceremonies. Because you have rice as well.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not allowed to use it anymore because it makes pigeons fat and fall over. That's not good for them.
Was it fried rice or boiled rice?
raw. Whatever you do, whatever the pigeon does with it, it's up to them. There's a pigeon up there.
You have any eggs there, love?
So what are you saying?
It signifies you can't bring up any bad
stuff. So you can't hold grudges once you get married. You can't say, well, I remember last year you did this. Oh man, that's rubbish.
So it's like literally ripping up the past and just throwing it up.
Okay, I'm going to say it's true.
Okay, lock it in.
I've never heard it before, but it could be true. Yeah, go on. True.
Nah, I made it up.
Yeah.
It's trash.
It's trash.
Yeah.
Man, when you make up stuff, you need to start sexing it up a bit more. Seriously.
But when you do that, we know you're making them up.
Not always.
You've never had a fact that's been true.
I have too. I did.
No.
I had the fact about Monaghan the other day about the... Oh, that was Japan. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
It's the same website that Donald found his underwear in vending machines. Right.
Okay.
And is it credit cards or coins? Doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay. So, as you said, Cooper, we were talking about weddings earlier on. Yeah, Cooper was giving out about them.
Boring.
Miserable. He's faced like a slapped arse, right?
Who does?
You do, because you have to spend a few quid for someone's happy day, right? But when it was his own special day, that was all.
That was a lovely day.
Yeah,
that was a nice day.
Got married in a swanky hotel of a Friday. People had to take the day off work.
Yeah.
And worst of all, he didn't let people throw him a few euro in a card.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no. Captain Awkward over here put out a list from a swanky department store.
Yeah. Arnott's. Very swanky.
So the poor country bumpkins like myself, heading up to the smoke for the big day, had to make another trip up to Arnott's, to the swanky department store, to pick out all the swanky things Mr. Notions here asked for, right?
You're the only one who had to go there because you don't know how to use online shopping.
including he actually put this on his list.
A gravy boat.
I know that already.
You heard that right.
Hang on.
He actually put a gravy boat down on his wedding list. Imagine asking someone to find you again. A gravy boat. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, I swear to God. Congratulations, here's a gravy boat. If someone gave me a gravy boat, I'd be so offended. I'd be like, oh, give me the cash, Susan. Seriously.
Is that the fact?
What's your fact?
Yeah.
Is that your fact?
Yeah, that's my fact.
Oh, my God.
He actually asked someone to buy him a cream. Oh, my God, it's just the funniest thing I've ever
I find it funnier that you're laughing that much when we talk about this quite regularly.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
I love to talk about it. It makes me...
Do you know what? Even at the weekends, you know, when we've time off, I get a phone call from Una, and she's like, Now, in my defence, it was part of a set.
No, don't. No,
it was part of a set.
Don't downplay it. Own it.
Plates, side plates.
Own it.
A jug and a knife and fork and a gravy boat. It was 30 quid for a whole lot of...
30 quid, my eye.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all true. It's true.
It's actually trash.
It's not, it's true. You did have a gravy boat on your wedding list.
It wasn't on the list. It just happened to be part of the set.
I mean, who has wedding lists like Notions?
Your wedding list consists of amounts of cash. If you've travelled this far, this amount of cash is fine. If you've travelled from overseas, whatever you think yourself was written on it.
Whatever you think yourself.
All right,
just a donation.
Yeah, so that was supposed to be truth or trash. I don't know what it was.
It was truth or trash.
Something about Donald and underwear. A boring fact from me. And Una losing the absolute run of herself because she thinks I actually made people buy me a gravy
bowl.
There she is. This is gone again.
Oh, stop. What'd you get for Christmas? A spud peeler.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Breaking records, record breakers, world record breakers, Una. That's what it's all about this morning, because a woman ran across Lego and she broke a record.
So
brave soul.
A brave soul. Her poor toties, all my days. Yeah, so we tried to break records of our own.
Yeah.
Mine involved toilet paper. Yours involved socks.
Enjoy this.
There are things in the studio that need explaining. All right, so I have a brown bag here full of socks, and you've got toilet paper over there. Looks lovely. But why have we got them? Well, there is a story, Una, and it's about a lady in New Zealand. Her name is Gabrielle Wall, and she broke her record, Una.
What'd she do?
She ran barefoot 100 metres across Lego in 24.75 seconds. She has 9 million views online. She's been apparently training for years because she has kids. So you're just walking around standing on Lego, which is possibly one of the most painful things.
Mind over matter.
Oh no, you don't have time. It's just painful.
Yeah.
It's not a mind over. It's just sore. You just have to put up with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all part of having children, and it's like, just accept that you're going to have Lego.
You know, the Lego.
Why don't they do that, actually? You know, when you find out that you're doing a baby, and
that you're
you're going to have a baby, Why, and they have those classes like this.
Yeah.
Look, watch what happens now. We're just like, let's look at a clip. Oh my God. why don't they do then, like, you know, so you've got the all the different kind of positions for relaxation and all the different kind of massages and stuff like that that you can share with your partner going through this. Why don't they do, this is what happens when you're about 4 or 5 years into it, where you have to stand on these pieces of plastic.
The pain!
Yeah. So anyway, listen, congratulations to Gabrielle Wall, the Guinness World Record holder, 100 meter barefoot sprint across Lego bricks, 24.75 seconds. I have news for you, Una. We're going to break some records today.
I'm not
you
are not over Lego.
No. We're not that daft, and we're too lazy for that. So I know the Guinness Book of Records are celebrating an anniversary this year, and they are looking to get people to break records, and they're setting people all these challenges, and we're going to try 2 world records this morning.
Right.
That's why there's toilet paper and socks. We were talking about Gabrielle Wall, who set a Guinness World Record for the fastest 100 meter barefoot run on Lego bricks, 24.75 seconds.
Amazing.
We are not going to bother trying that because I don't have that much Legos with me.
I have a low pain threshold also.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, being gingers, we have a low pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have looked at different kind of records that need to be broken that seems easy, and the Guinness World Records are looking for people to try and smash these records. So we have gotten you set up here now. Okay, we are good to go. So Una, what you're going to do, you see toilet roll in front of you?
Will I stand up for this?
You can do what you like. It's up to you what you want to do first. So your record that you have to break is unraveling a single roll of toilet roll, all right, with a single hand. You're only allowed to use one hand to unravel the toilet roll, okay? And the world record for this is 9.8 seconds.
What? For a full roll?
Yeah, so I don't know. Have you? I know that we kind of discussed that you were going to be doing this yesterday. So have you been looking at different theories and kind of like techniques and ways of actually doing this?
Nah, just going to wing it. Just going to wing it, see what happens.
Going to wing it. Now, that's good looking toilet roll. It's got floral print. Has it got the aloe on it?
Doesn't have the aloe on it. You wouldn't use it then, Coop.
No,
not for you.
It does look like it's 3-ply, which would be not great for the environment.
I don't think it's 3-ply.
No. Okay, cool. So what is it doing? Is it 4-ply? Typical 4-ply.
No.
Hates the environment over there.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, Una, your time to try and break the record. I have a stopwatch here. Your time to beat is 9.8 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, go. This is pretty impressive. She's swirling it around. 4 seconds.
Wowzer, I'm nearly
keep
there.
Going, keep going,
oh, my
keep
God,
going.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm nearly there, I'm nearly there. Doing it. Oh,
she's still going.
Get up.
She's dropped it on the ground. Keep going.
How far? What? Am I mean 9 seconds yet?
Oh, yeah. go on.
How long does it do?
Whatever you
say. 5.
You can't count down when you don't know when you're near the end of it.
3.
This is funny. You're just lapping over yourself. You're tying it in a knot.
2. I'm done.
Okay, stop. All right. Wow. Wow. Let's have a look at this score. This is absolutely amazing. You have unraveled the toilet roll. The world record to beat for unraveling the toilet roll was 9.8 seconds.
Yeah.
Una, I can now tell you that you have not beaten the world record, but you have done it in 36.69 seconds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Jesus, buddy. kudos for accuracy for throwing that in my right eyeball.
I couldn't miss that head.
Is there a state of toilet roll?
Yeah, there's loads of loo roll now. There. You can keep that now, Cooper, because we know you're precious about your... 10 past 10 is coming up, and that's when you go into the toilet. So here now, you can have all that toilet roll to bring home with you.
This is not a good sign, Una. You're out of breath after unraveling toilet roll.
I did it with one hand in 30 seconds.
Okay, so that is your world record attempt. It failed, but you gave us laughs. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
On the way, I'm going to try doing with socks. Una was not successful in breaking the record for unraveling toilet paper with one hand. She did it in 39 seconds. The world record is 9.8 seconds.
I think I did a stellar job. I was only 30 seconds off a world record. Yeah. How many people can say that?
Also, you can't add. You were 20 seconds off the world record.
Right. Oh, there you go. Better again.
So we were doing this because a mum in New Zealand broke the world record for running across 100 metres of Lego, and it took her 24.75 seconds. It's absolutely an amazing feat. So Una did not break it, but I'm going to try and break a record now. So my the most socks put on one foot in 30 seconds. So I brought in a bag of socks. That's why there's loads of socks on the ground there now. I've just piled up a whole lot of socks. And the most socks in 30 seconds is 29 socks. That's less than a sock a second.
29 socks.
Yeah, so I'm going to... Am I allowed to sit on the ground for this?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, cool. So you tell me when to...
Hold on a second now. I need to stand up because I need to see if you're cheating or doing any of this. I can't see your feet.
Well, then come round here.
No, can you move over your legs over the other way?
But this is the length of my legs.
Yeah, but put them in the other direction.
I can't put them in the other direction. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, now it's caught. I can't get it out. One sock.
Ew.
Two. What do you mean, ew?
Ew.
Oh, I'm not going to...
What colour are the socks, Donald?
Black, obviously.
The black, yeah, the black socks.
Oh, you didn't mix it up a bit.
Well, I got coloured ones there.
How many does he have on now?
This is 6, is it?
Yes.
Six. Got up to 7.
Oh, would you ever hurry up?
Oh my god, this is so tight in my foot. I don't like this feeling at all. I can't stop this feeling on my foot. How many's there?
You've just run out of time.
I've run out of time.
And how many did you get on?
Oh, this is
that was 9, was it?
I'll tell you now.
Leave now for your punishment for being stupid. You have to leave them on for the rest of the day.
4, 5, 6. Oh God almighty. 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this. Oh! 9. And that's the socks I had on. So 9 socks in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty poor going.
That is poor going.
Yeah.
Hey, you wasted a whole roll of toilet roll.
No, you're going to use it when you go for your toilet break at 10 past 10.
No, actually, do you know what? We're going to use that toilet roll. We're going to donate that to whoever wins
students.
The Rhyme It on Friday. I'm going to put it in the mystery bag. Oh, yeah. I know
what you need. iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Unsuccessful record breaking.
I was really good though. I was only 20 seconds off the world record. That's not bad, man.
Pretty big. Like if that was a race.
Race.
Yeah, like if you were like racing against somebody.
I'd be like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You know, he would have finished 20 seconds before you.
Yeah, and I'd be that close to him. So well done, me.
Have you a dream record breaker that you'd like to do?
Sleep.
Sleep record.
Oh, man, I could so do that.
Yeah.
I'd start it now. I can do 12 hours uninterrupted.
Really?
13 sometimes.
I had my longest sleep on Friday night into Saturday morning. I got 7 hours, 59 seconds exactly.
Your
7 hours, 59 minutes, yeah.
That's your longest sleep ever.
Just recently, yeah.
Man, that sucks.
I'm averaging 4 hours, so, yeah.
Oh, I'm averaging about 5 during the week.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Once again, you've beaten me at something.
When I have a break from the twins, I can go 12, 13 hours.
See, I find that a waste.
No, it's beautiful. You need it. You need to bed rot one day a week. That's what science says, man. Don't argue with science.
Show me this science.
I read it somewhere.
Brilliant. Did you put it into ChatGPT?
No.
Should I bed rot for 12 hours?
No, it said that bed rotting one day a week was good for you. Maybe it wasn't bed rotting.
One day a week?
Maybe it was relaxing. But to me, that's bed rotting.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening to our lovely podcast and listening to our show weekday morning 6 a.m. till 10 a.m.
6 a.m., baby.
Yeah, new time. Oh, my God.
Early birds and all that.
That's where we're getting 1 hour less.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to bed early.
Pay rise.
This is what the early moon mornings do to you. They make you delusional.
Delirious.
All right. Have fun. Subscribe. Follow. You know what to do.
Hot summer nights cool down with Sleep Outfitters. Save $500 on Tempur-Breeze mattresses from Tempur-Pedic and get $25 off Tempur-Breeze pillows, sheets, and protectors. Deals like this don't come often and they definitely won't last. Shop Sleep Outfitters today.